Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
The richly diverse culture of Cuba comes through in its music. And the island's rich and diverse plant life comes through in its food. Agricultural scientist and musician Humberto Rios is tapping into both. His work to support organic farming and crop diversity recently won the prestigious Goldman Prize, sometimes called the Green Nobel. Like all Cubans, Rios was profoundly challenged by the collapse of the Soviet Union. All Cuban agriculture was based on the Soviet system of monoculture crops and pesticides. With the Soviets gone, Rios needed new ways to farm.
So I realized that we have to refocus all the plant breeding system in my country.
Rios turned to Cuba's farmers. He found far more varieties of plants in their small plots than researchers were aware of. Rios realized that Cuba's plant diversity could be its strength.
So I started to work with farmers on that time, and I realized that they had a lot of knowledge to teach me.
I guess it's like having a broader toolbox when you have more variety of seeds, then you have more options for what? Different soil types you can cultivate, different weather you can adjust to, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's true. It's to respect the environment instead of to transform the environment to grow the seed.
Uh-huh.
It's the only way around to see agriculture. But most of the time, the conventional scientists have been transforming the environment to homogenize the environment in order to grow the same variety all over the places.
Mm-hmm.
So this method is promoting to look for the real diversity that can grow in a specific environment.
You know, we have a saying in English, I don't know if there's a Spanish equivalent, but it goes, if the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. But what you're saying is if you have different seeds, you don't have to be as forceful on the environment, on the land.
Of course, you have a lot of tools to not only hammer.
So what happened when you took what you were learning from farmers back to the university in Havana? Was there resistance there?
You know, the scientists are a little bit, conservative. So they classify me like a big crazy guy. So I had to overcome that, but I think the evidence was the main tool to overcome these obstacles.
So what was it that persuaded those who were skeptical? Was it because your method proved to be more productive?
Yeah, it's more productive. It's in favor of diversity. It's more culturally appropriated. So culture is, for me, is a big issue.
When Rios says culture, he's speaking as a musician. He sews agricultural themes into his music. Music is at the heart of Cuban identity. And Rios says it's been an effective way to help him communicate.
For example, I have a popular song in Cuba. It's called Mango Chupé. It's a type of mango. His song is promoting the diversity of mangoes that we have in Cuba. But mango at the same time means pretty lady or pretty guy, you know. So it's a double meaning, and the people enjoy it too much, and you provide a subliminal message all the time. Even the policymaker dance and laugh a lot.
Sácale pulpa a un fruto, sácale agua a coco, pero yo sácale pulpa al fruto.
For Rios, culture and agriculture are flip sides of the same coin, and diversity in one feeds the other.
So diversity crops have to do with diversity of opinions, of diversity of selection criteria. So through thousands and thousands of years, people in the world have been able to choose the seed that they want to grow according to their culture. So you cannot separate agri with culture.
That's an interesting point. I mean, you can't spell agriculture without culture.
So that is why it's very important to sing, because it's the component of the culture into the agri. I'm farming all the time. I've been singing. It's a package that you cannot split. So that is why the people, all the farmers, love this kind of job that we are doing together. It's a real cultural exchange.
Rios says he hopes this kind of agriculture will continue to flourish on the island, even as politics and economy change. He hopes the United States, just 90 miles away, will one day be an export market for organic Cuban produce. In the meantime, there is song to spread the word.
To bring some love, to bring some smile to the farm, and in the way that the people can be more optimistic and more independent.
Humberto Rios, thank you very much. It's a great pleasure talking with you.
Okay, thank you.
Coming up, revisiting the American landscape of 40 years ago through the lens of Documerica. That's just ahead on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.